All right, I'll tell you what we're doing here, Fat. The Triple MVP, one of the most sought-after prizes in football, of course, because voted for by our own experts.
Like I've won a few of them.
It wasn't actually about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, what we're doing here, Brian, thank you, Brian, is the winner of the Triple MVP this year goes out to the tailor-made fitting centre, which is sort of Clayton Way
here.
It's unbelievable.
Mate. You can play indoor golf in any course you want.
That's it. It's quite. And Benji, of course, is the club fitter to all the tour players on the tour.
He is.
He's a genius. So what you do is you head out and see Benji, who then fits you for a full set of their tour irons, a sim driver and a three metal. You get the milled grind wedges, the tour line Spider X putter, the tour stand bag, and a year's worth of the TP5X balls, which Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, etc., have used.
So that'd be 365 balls?
As many as you want to use.
At least one a day.
As many as he wants.
It is a year's supply. It's an unbelievable price from TaylorMade.
That fitting might be good, Jim, because the clubs are quite tall, so these might have to be brought down a little bit.
Why are you saying that?
Well, because our winner.
By way of really clunky, rubbish introduction, the Triple MVP for 2020 is the very worthy winning Lachie Neal, who joins us now. Lach, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Billy, thanks for that introduction, mate. That's a good start for me.
Hey, Lachie, do you play golf?
I do, but not very well. So I'm actually very excited to get this award and get those new clubs because mine are about to go in the bin. I'm not hitting them very well.
Well, and mate, Benji will fit them for you and then they will be your clubs for the rest of your life. They're the best by mile tailor-made and we love how supportive they are of Triple M Footy and Triple M full stop Aaron and everyone. So that's brilliant. But mate, it's one of the great experiences, Lach. You head out there, you spend an hour or so, they get your grip width, they get you the right shafts in there, they pick out the right club heads for you. And at the end of it, mate, you will have a brand new set of clubs with the lot about $5,000's worth.
Beautiful. Thanks very much for that. And as I said, I need a new set. So I'm looking forward to heading out there and getting fitted. My game's been shocking the last couple of months. So need some new clubs.
All right. Well, you'll enjoy that. By the way, you've had other things to attend to. So golf's probably sat in the back burner a touch. But you've had a ripping season, mate. You must be really pumped.
Yeah, so far. We've got a big job ahead of us. There's some great teams in this final series. And we've got Richmond coming up next weekend, and they've beaten us, I think, 15 times or something in a row. So I think it's about time we change that.
Little bit of a different couple of weeks, obviously, leading into this first final. Given that the games have been shortened, 4-day, 5-day breaks, and it's basically been all about recovery. How have you gone over the last 9 or 10 days?
Yeah, it has. It's been a really different season, as we know, and the short breaks, we didn't train too much, but having a couple of weeks before our next game, we've been able to get a bit of match sim in. Yesterday, we played about 30 minutes of sort of full-on match sim, which was good. And then next week, we'll get a couple of sessions in as well that we probably haven't been able to do over the last couple of months. So the guys responded well yesterday. We had a good hit out. It's beautiful conditions here in Queensland. And the guys are looking forward to getting out there and trying to redeem ourselves from last final series, really.
Everyone knows, Lachie, the state of Queensland is NRL territory. Have you noticed, has there been any reaction since it's been announced that finals would be played there and particularly the grand final would be played there? Has there been any excitement and buzz amongst Queenslanders as a result, or they've just gone on normal life and don't give a stuff?
No, I definitely have noticed a positive reaction amongst the public and I suppose with the media and whatnot as well. There's a lot more sort of Brisbane Lions stuff and footy in general. Obviously we've got a lot of Melbourne media and stuff here as well, but I've certainly noticed a pickup in intensity of the interest around footy, and it's been great for our state and great for Brisbane as well. And it's a credit to the Queensland government for how they've handled things and been able to play a lot of footy, and most of it's been here, so it's been great for the game here.
Lockie, your football journey is obviously all about the pursuit of a premiership, which you've got the chance to do yet again in the coming weeks. But the personal side of it, having already been a two-time Best and Fairest winner at Fremantle, adding another Best and Fairest in your first season as a Lion, and given the week you've just had, where you've come out of it being an All-Australian again, and also the coaches and players' choice as Player of the Year, did you realise and did you expect to be this person?
It's a funny one. I kind of got asked this question in a different way yesterday, but in a way, when I'm playing and training, I see myself as that player. But when I take a step back and look at where I'm at in my career and sort of look in from the outside, I can't believe that I'm being spoken about in that vein, I suppose. And it doesn't sit that comfortable with me, but when I'm playing and when I'm training, I expect to be elite and prepare myself to be an elite player. And when I'm on the field amongst some of those big names, I absolutely feel like I can be the best player in the competition. But when I sit back and look at it from the outside, it baffles me and can't really believe it, to be honest.
No, you've done well, Locke, because he had a very good year last year, but he's had a look at himself, which only good players do, and he's improved, which is a bloody good effort. Hey, why did you go to Brisbane? Because there was a talk that you were good friends with Link McCarthy and all that. But how did you end up there? Because it surprised us all. We just thought you were going back to South Australia.
Yeah, it was. There's obviously a lot of things that went into it, Bill. And I suppose the simplest way to answer it is, for me, I felt like I could further my footy development around this group, and I felt like I could really add to the team. I felt their system and the people that they had around the club, not only the playing group, but the coaches and the guys above, like David Noble and Greg Swan. It just felt like a really good fit for me, and felt like I could better my footy here at Brisbane. And that was probably the main reason. There's other parts to it, obviously, but that's probably the main reason.
Probably the money was all right too. But
Lockie, there's a big issue that I'm concerned about. It's the centre wicket. It gets roped off before the game. The curator, he wanders around and he just about takes a gun out with him to protect the area.
Kevin Mitchell Jr.
Yes. I just want to know, how often do you guys train on the Gabba, and how often aren't there flags around the centre wicket area? Because this guy guards it like it's some piece of gold.
He does guard it very tightly, and this year, like everything, it's been really different for us as well. We've had to train at different venues, and I think maybe twice this whole season, including round one and everything, we've trained on the Gabba. So only twice
in the whole year.
Yeah, yep. So other than playing, we haven't been there very often. So we got to train there yesterday, and that was only the second time this year. So we've been training at different local venues around Brisbane.
Why is that, Lockie? Is that because they won't let you on it? What is the reasoning?
Yeah, I think this year, because there's been so many games compared to usual being played at the Gabba, they want to protect it and look after the surface. So we've been told to find somewhere else to train.
Hey, tell me, as we move away from your own fine season, Grant Birchall, our man, the reptilian.
Yes.
Is he, Locke, about to propose? Because he's found a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
My mail is that he mightn't be far away from getting down on bended knee.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I hope not. Britt's a lovely girl, as you said, and far too good for Birch, so he probably should sooner rather than later, but I'm not too sure. I hope so. I love weddings, so hopefully I get a gig.
He is starting to look comfortable, Birch.
And he's very comfortable knowing that there is a possibility he could be five-time
premiership
that
player.
That would be amazing.
And the white shorts aren't good for him. No, he's got a big bum, hasn't he, Lockie?
Oh, you said it, not me.
And that coming from Bill, by the way, Locke. I don't know if you've seen fat lately.
He was nicknamed Cowboy, and you're a Victorian. I didn't know that. Aspley, early days.
When my parents were together, they were only together for a little bit and separated when I was about one. But we lived in Apsley, which is just basically on the border.
Yeah, it is.
So, Bill, do you want to take Locke back any further? Like, you take him back to leaving
when he's
Freo, which was about 4 years ago. Now you're taking him back to where he was born.
Well,
anything else?
He kicked eight goals when he was under 14s. Oh, no, Cowboy? Is that right, Cowboy? Oh, just go with me, Cowboy.
I think Pav actually tried to get the nickname Cowboy to stick for me when I first got the Freo, but it didn't work. So.
All right, we won't go with Cowboy. Locke?
Any other questions, Bill?
Yeah, anything else, Bill, you want to ask Locke about his family?
Are you married, Locke? Are you going to get married? What's how are you travelling there, holding hands?
I am married. Yeah, I've been married for a couple of years now. Well, coming up to 2 years in a month or so.
Mm. Who was your best man?
Alex Forster, who actually grew up with me in South Forzy. Australia, and he got drafted to Freo as well. So we were best mates then, and continued to be so.
That's as appalling a line of questioning as I've heard to a champion.
Well, we've found out something, because we all know and love Lockie.
Yep.
And then we found out some more about him. I like it. Good. And what a lovely bloke.
Actually, can you run us through some of the awards you've won? Obviously, the TaylorMade. And,
the Triple MVP.
What are some of the other awards you've
won?
Won, yeah.
This year or in the past?
No, this year. This year.
The only other ones that I know of are the Coaches Association and the PA.
Do you get anything MVP. For that other than a trophy?
Oh, I think you might get a little bit of money. I'm not too sure. My
Coaches Association. Coaches Association is a bloody good one though, Locke, because they are the people. The only people that vote on that are the 18 senior coaches.
That'd be so the coaches, yeah.
For them to say that you're the best player in the comp is high praise.
Yeah, I respect that award enormously, and there's some great names that have won that one. And as you said, I think Fags told me that the assistants go through and they all sort of put their votes in on the Monday after games. So it's sort of 50 to 60 of the best minds in the game that vote on that. So, that one's a real privilege.
Well done. Well, mate, you will love getting out to see Benji at the TaylorMade Fitting Centre. You'll have a great time doing that. And when the clubs arrive, mate, you'll have a beautiful set of bats to hit the course with. We thank TaylorMade again for their amazing support. Well done, Locke. Good luck Brownlow night, of course, where I think you'll have a good evening there as well. But more importantly, with the big finals coming up.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
On your cowboy.
Star of the comp, that man.